forms of discrimination, even violent attacks. Scenes such as this contrast with the report that two activists were murdered in Jamaica. A group advocating issues faced by the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender, or LGBT, community says the latest State Department human rights report shines new light on various abuses. Two openly gay former U.S. ambassadors spoke recently in Washington on behalf of the LGBT Foreign Policy Project. Ambassador Michael Guest.
The range of abuse is simply shocking. It includes killings, police violence, unwarranted arrest, extortion, and a wide array of legal and other forms of societal discrimination that's being practiced in more than 100 countries around the world.
Former Ambassador James Hormel also said U.S. ambassadors must exert their influence to curb abuses.
By meeting, for example, with community leaders and hearing their pleas, ambassadors can send a message of concern. Leadership from the top down is key to ensuring that these human rights issues will be taken seriously.
Steve Eisenbrand coordinates the State Department's reports on human rights. He explains that the State Department instructs ambassadors to report issues specific to gay and lesbian communities, including HIV/AIDS.
Then the instructions go on to ask posts to also to give examples of any official or societal discrimination against this community on issues of access to education, health care, and the whole range of human rights issues.
Susan Johnson is also with the State Department. Johnson says last year, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice instructed all ambassadors to take a more activist approach to seek out and meet with human rights and democracy activists. She explains the State Department's steps to promote human rights across the board.
If there are violations of human rights, no matter for what reason, be it religious affiliation, political affiliation, gender, sexual orientation, or any other reason which we do not accept as a basis for discriminating against a human being, then we would hope to see less of that.
The LGBT Foreign Policy Project says it is grateful for Secretary Rice's cable to ambassadors, but wants those diplomats to include gay, lesbian, and transgender advocates in their consultations. Robert Raphael, VOA News.